escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Into the 8 o'clock hour on this Friday night, Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, Dom Chorosky working the other side of the glass. It is the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 99TheGame.com. Thanks to our friends at Ingles, who is sponsoring the Scoreboard Show this year.
The Ingles?
Yes.
High School Scoreboard Show.
Absolutely.
How about Lasseter, 20-0 over Northview? Harrison.
What is getting into Lasseter?
Lasseter playing some ball, 3-0.
It's been a minute.
I mean, they're playing teams that they can compete with, but they've been still not starting 3-0.
Right.
So, yeah, they've got a good start to the year. Harrison up 15-7 on North Paulding, still in the first quarter. Seckinger, 8, Mountain View, 0, into the first quarter. Also into the first quarter, Milton, 7, Alpharetta, 0. That's a backyard rivalry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
and Etowah, 14, Campbell, 6.
Okay, those are some scores. I saw something. One jumped out for me. Wow, got Harrison County big time up on Greene County. What have they got in that pie over at Greene County?
Buttermilk pie. Greene County. Well, they don't need some buttermilk pies. They're getting whipped by Harrelson early.
Harrelson County's up in first quarter 21-0.
21-0 in the first.
Well, bring on the buttermilk.
But you know, Sam, something that's different nowadays.
What's that?
Being up 21-0 really isn't what it used to be.
Why
you know,
not?
You can come back.
It's 21 points.
But when you were working in Augusta,
yep.
And I was a pup, and you get up 21-0, it's over, baby.
It's over.
You know, I mean, is something that really is different. You'll see, like Coach Dixon mentioned, he mentioned it in passing, but they got down 21-0 and beat Rome 48-28.
Right.
They scored 48-7 from then on. So it is bad when you hear these early scores that somebody jumps out on them. It doesn't mean it's over yet.
Okay. We'll take that.
Like Bowden's up 21-7 over Bremen.
That's a big rivalry.
Bowden and Bremen.
Mm-hmm.
Bowden up 21-7 early, first quarter.
Douglas County, they're up 7-0 over Newton. We said earlier to watch out for this game, you know, because Newton's one of those teams that nobody talks about them until they beat somebody that people think they shouldn't beat. Then all of a sudden, everybody notices them. They're that team that's just kind of out there, man. They're waiting for you to come there and make a mistake or two. They capitalize, maybe have a special teams breakdown.
Yeah, they're going to need that to win.
You know?
Yeah, they're going to need that. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Keep an eye on that one as Douglas County has an early lead in that game.
Thompson's up 10-3 on Grayson. I mean, that's two heavyweights. I know around here we talk about Georgia teams, but Thompson is a dominant big school in Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, they, like I said, I think won 4 of the last 5 state championships in the highest class. We've got nobody that's done that since, like, the Valdosta days.
Right, yep.
So, Grayson, our defending state champ here in Georgia, down 10-3. Now, not playing with their quarterback. The quarterback goes down this week, playing with a backup quarterback. He's out for the year. You really do. But 10-3 Thompson in the third quarter.
You know, and as a backup, that backup is still surrounded by a lot of talent.
I'm sure the backup's pretty dang good. But when you get all the reps and you play with the first, I mean, and also just for the young man, guys, I'll tell you, getting injured, having like season-ending injuries, probably the most heartbreaking thing for a coach. Like when I was coach, the thing I really hated the most, losing sucks. But, you know, you lose, the other team wins, good for them, go shake their hand. It happens. But when you see a man work all year, Sam,
yeah,
from January to now,
mm-hmm,
play one football game, and he's out for the year, man, that's tough.
It's tough.
Even, I mean, because you just want to be able to be out there, you know, win or lose. And I do hate to see season-ending injuries, man. They're tough. So hats off to those guys. And it's then the next, but, you know, a mantra in football, next guy got to step up.
Absolutely.
And so that's where they are, yeah.
And you figure Grayson, he's got to be pretty good.
He's got to be pretty good.
Northgate is leading 7-0 over Northside Columbus. Let's keep an eye on this game. It's Northgate. Coach Whitley's down there, and they're off to a good start so far.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. It's his second year. And usually what you're going to see in a lot of coaches is the second year is when you really start seeing if they really turn the corner. And Coach Whitley's getting there with Northgate. Really excited to follow them this year.
Yep, we talked about Carver and Decatur. First quarter score, Carver. Atlanta's up 6-0 on Decatur, watching that one. We talked about the game that's down in Central Georgia, Northside Warner Robins against Warner Robins. Warner Robins is up 8-0. 8-0.
8-0. They went for two.
They went for two and went for two and got it. But this is a big game. I think they are renaming the field house at this game, at the stadium, in honor of Coach Davis, who's a longtime coach at Warner Robins, and Coach Conrad Nix.
Okay.
Who's a longtime coaches
at Northside.
At Northside.
Yeah, so, son Patrick Nix.
Yep.
Grandson of Bo Nix, mm-hmm, NFL quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, Coach Nix, a great legend. Coach Nix is 1-0 against me.
Really,
he got us in the playoffs 1 year.
Did he get you?
He may have had a little better team than I had now. I'm just going to quantify that. But they did get the win. They ended up winning the state championship. You know, we hung with them for a little while. Yeah,
okay.
We at least made them earn it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But Coach Nix was great, very gracious to me. I mean, he'd won 300 games, and I'd won about 10. And he was very gracious to me, a good man. So I'm excited for him for that honor.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to see them, those two legends in Central Georgia, getting their names installed on the field house down there at this game tonight. That's a big turnout. You know, that place is always packed when those two teams play. You got River Ridge up 7-0 on Allatoona. River Ridge is off to another good start this season at 2-0 so far this year.
Yeah, River Ridge looking good. North Atlanta's up 14-0 on Wheeler. Hillgrove, you know, Hillgrove was kind of a darling last year.
Mm-hmm.
They've been bad for a few years. They got good. Now people expect them to be good. They're up 7-0 early on McIntosh. That's where they had the golf carts.
Right. That's true. That's true. They have a whole separate parking lot just for the golf carts there at McIntosh. Archer, they've been working to get that program get it going. Right now they're 7-0 winners in the first quarter over Mill Creek as they play their game. So we keep an eye on the score at that game as well. You got a Cherokee 7-0 lead, Cherokee 7-0 on Pope. Both of those teams are looking for their first win of the year. So we're keeping up on that one. First quarter score, Gainesville up 14-0 on Westlake as they play that one up on the other side of the
lake. Gainesville, I'm telling you, they're tough. That's a tough draw for Westlake. Westlake's had a good team, a good program, but Gainesville, they're at another level. You know, they got beaten the first round last year in the playoffs. Big disappointment for Gainesville. They're playing on with a mission this year. But the team that beat them was Sequoia, who also now we kind of know is a team on the rise. Cambridge is up 14-0 on Creekview. That's the second quarter score. Sprayberry 21, Kennesaw Mountain 0.
Okay, we're watching out for that one. We had the Cherokee Bluff score. We talked about that one. No, North Hall, first quarter score, North Hall up 8-7. With Cherokee Bluff.
North Hall's good, I'm telling you.
We talked about what a good game this game was going to be. Cherokee Bluff coming off a great season last year, and they're in the first quarter in that game. We're keeping up the scores on that one.
Yeah, we cover everything, so all over the state. So Sumter County's up 14-0 on Pike County. Sumter County, you know about that? That's America's.
And that's America's.
America's Georgia.
They play some good football down there, too.
Yeah, very good. So looks like Jay Lamar, who's the Georgia commit Rusty Manziel told us about, has taken a direct snap and gone a ways.
A ways.
He did not score, but it looks like Colquitt County is driving early. That game just started.
Right.
Driving early.
Of course, that was an 8 o'clock start. The rest of the other games most of them started at 7:30, but this one was an 8 o'clock start. You go way down to South Georgia, you got a few scores, some games are happening down there. Tift County is off to a 2-0 start. They're playing at Lee County tonight. And we always say pound for pound, Lee County is whatever classification. They're always one of your stronger teams. 7-6, Tift is leading.
Tift leading Lee County.
7-6, first quarter. We keep an eye on that one. And then some teams that are playing some schools out of Florida. You got Richmond Hill, 28-0 over Everglades, Florida. is playing that one. So there's teams that are down there toward the border that are playing some teams from down in the state. Thomas County Central is playing Florida State High. I don't know if that was a Florida State High.
Well,
I guess
I'm hoping. I know whoever had it on the chart, you know, we made it to 8-10 without me bringing up that the Tide is going to make Florida State look like Florida State High tomorrow.
You think so?
But
should.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my man Mike Bell was here earlier, but
right. He was talking about that. Everyone's talking about that. Well, Thomas County Central is up 7-0 over Florida State High, which I knew that was a Florida State
High. I didn't know there was a Florida State High.
I did not know that.
You know, Coach Spurrier would have said that was free shoes high.
He would, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Wesley ends up 7-0 on Elbert, second quarter. That's how to be in the Granite Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? You been to the Granite Bowl, Sam?
I have been there. It is remarkable, a remarkable structure. Got a first quarter score way down in South Georgia. Got Bainbridge and Ware County. Ware County up 7-3.
Ware County's really good. Bainbridge is too, but Ware County's really good this year. Blessed Trinity's really good. They're up early on Prince Avenue Christian. Morgan County up 14-0 on Oconee County.
Ooh.
Out in the Athens area tonight.
Speaking of Athens area, Jefferson's up 14-0 on Clark Central. That is a first quarter score, as we keep an eye on that game. Watch that one. And then you got Central Carrollton. Central Carrollton's up 14-0 over Hiram.
You know, Central Carroll beat Oxford, another really good Alabama team, right over the line last week. Central Carroll has got a really good team. I mean, they got a chance to be really good. That Carrollton area. They've got Carrollton High, who's one of the best teams in 7A, Central, and Bowden, who's the three-time state champion in single A.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of talent.
And not just that, you got our friend Coach Nick's over at Temple.
Yeah, he's having a good year.
Right.
They're having a good year at Temple. That entire area is just a big concentration of good football players.
Really good football players, great coaches, and great support from those communities down there. Calhoun has come down to Atlanta. They're playing over at Westminster tonight. They're up a 7-0 lead over the Wildcats. That's in the second quarter of that game. Cass and Adairsville, they're neighbors.
Yeah, that's a rivalry.
Yep, Cass 7-0 over Adairsville. That's the first quarter score. Cartersville is playing Hapeville Charter, and it's 6-0 Cartersville, first quarter score there. Northwest Whitfield 7, Dalton 0, first quarter.
That's a rivalry.
You know, we had some games. So we're going up 75 for some scores for some games.
A lot of rivalries today.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of times you see those non-region rivalries. Some people don't want to play them in the first game.
Yep.
You know, because the first game's kind of crazy. So if you're Northwest Dalton or Kelsey or Adairsville or Pickens and Gilmer, you know, you want to play, you got to play. You're not in the same region.
Right.
So this is about a good week for it. So feel like you got a lot of those kind of rivalries. Even Marietta McEachern, right?
Yep.
Kind of like that. Roswell and Walton. Roswell's up 10-7 now on Walton. That's a game to keep an eye on. You know, Walton has lost a lot, but still really good. And Roswell changed coaches. You know, Coach Pruitt was a coach at Roswell for several years. Now is at Dalton. And they brought up at Roswell's got a coach named Jonathan Thompson.
Okay.
You remember him. I like him. I think he's going to be really good. Jonathan Thompson, he was the offensive coordinator at Lee County for a lot of years. Those Lee County teams we talked about.
Real good
He team. Was the play caller on those teams. He now is the head coach at Roswell. I really liked talking to him over the – I got to know him. I didn't know him. Got to know him over the summer some. I'm really impressed with him. But it's a big game for both those teams tonight, Roswell and Walton. Both teams need that win.
Commerce looking for their first win. They got Luella is driven all the way up there from Henry County. And Luella's up 7-0. That's the first quarter score in that game. We always watch for Commerce. We always know when we get to the postseason, when they get into the region, usually they show up at playoff time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got a breaking news here.
Here we go. What you got?
The Dragons looks like 21-7 over the Bobcats.
Whoa.
Scoring and scoring, baby.
Man.
Now.
Dragons are rolling.
5 minutes left in the first half. Dragons up 21-7 over the Bobcats. Look, that's a big deal above the Metro Atlanta now. It's not might not be a – I don't know how big a deal is anybody but me that's listening. But I'm telling you, it's a big deal up there. I coached in that game many times. Probably the best – honestly, Sam, all the – for just the one game only, not the significance of the state or the region, but just the one rivalry game. You know, the real old adage, they don't care if you win any of them, just that one.
Right.
You know, that's what they used to say at Alabama, like, you had to beat Auburn, they didn't care if you won the rest. That's garbage. That's not true. They're firing your ass if you lose more than two or three games.
Yeah, they are.
So
they don't,
you can lose to Auburn, and you lose the rest of them, they're going to fire you too. But I felt like at Pickens that was true.
Yeah.
I felt like if you won that one.
You won that one, right?
They were cool.
People still
It didn't matter if you won the rest
of them. People still be good with
you. You need to win that one. And so My heart's out to Coach Bennett and Coach Standard, both of them. Living that in live time where the community really wants to win that one.
The expectation.
They really want to win that one.
Expectation is there. Absolutely. Temple is leading. Trey mentioned Temple. Coach Nick's team is up 6-0 over Trinus, a second quarter score. Model playing Coosa. Coosa is up 13-3. That is also a first quarter score as we keep an eye on some games that are underway. More scores coming your way. We're going to have some people checking in, especially as we get toward halftime. But up next, we've got
I got one.
Uh-oh.
Sequoia just scored. Sequoia 13, Kale 0. Whoa. Remember how good we saw Kale? Kale's good now. I told you Sequoia is good.
But there's a lot of time left in
the
game.
A lot of time left. No, it doesn't tell you anything. It just tells you that Sequoia and Kale, actually, regardless of what happens in this game, whoever's playing them the rest of the year better watch out.
Yep.
Both them teams are good.
Man, Sequoia with a lead early on. Okay, once again, scores are brought to you by Prometco Scoreboards. Stay tuned. We're going to check in with I.J. Rosenberg, talk a little bit about the High School Football Hall of Fame and more. You stay with us for the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. And it's the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Got Sam and Chris, Dom, other side of the glass in our Midtown Atlanta studios. Glad you're with us wherever you may be. If you're listening to us on 92.9 FM or if you download the Odyssey app.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
On the Odyssey app.
On the Odyssey app, you can hear us anywhere. So happy that you're with us on this Friday night. Eric Slaughter is at a game, and I think he has an update for us. Let's check in with Eric.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter. I am checking in here from Hampton High School in Hampton, Georgia, where we have a 4A Region 2 contest. The host Hornets are welcoming in the Greyhounds of Jones County. The game started with a twist. Jones County kicked off but did a pooch kick, and the Hornets were not ready for it, and Jones County recovered. At the Jones County 36-yard line, they were not able to get into the end zone, but they did convert that return into 3 points and took a 3-0 lead. Well, that 3-0 lead has held up as we reach the end of the first quarter because the defenses have dominated this game. So if it wasn't for that initial kickoff that was not recovered by the home team and recovered by the visitor, this would be a different ball game. But as we reach the end of the first quarter, it is 3-0. These two teams are very evenly matched. They had a great game last year, and this game will be tough competitive. So the special teams paid off early for Jones County, and we'll see how it goes for the rest of the game. 3-0 is your score as we head to the second quarter. For the High School Scoreboard Show, this is Eric Slaughter, and let's go back to Sam and Chris in the studio.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric, for that update. Coach, think about that. You roll the bones and do something, a trick kick to start the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do. You just, you know, the key on those things are you take the risk reward, right? If you know they've got a good kick returner, you know you don't have a great setup, maybe it's worth the risk, because the risk is you're giving them the ball at midfield if it doesn't work.
Right.
But the reward is you get extra possession. So, I mean, the coach needs to know, when is that okay? It's not okay to do it all the time, and it's not okay to never do it. You know, you got to know when to do it. Sean Payton did it in the Super Bowl one time, right, to start the third quarter. I mean, there's some big times where you do it, but if you're trying to win the game, trying to show your team, sometimes fake punts, onside kicks are way more about, we're going to show our team that we're not scared. Like going for it on fourth down.
Right.
You know, even if it doesn't work occasionally, you just show them, hey, we come out here to win. And so I applaud those kind of efforts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when they don't work.
Little Bobby Bowden there, if you will.
In honor of Florida State. But we got an Alabama man coming on.
Yeah.
Not Florida State.
See, that? There we go.
Another Alabama man.
You see, you know, he just finds ways to just work Alabama in. IJ Rosenberg joins us now, and he is a proud Alabama alumnus. And joining us now, 3 weeks into the season, we're just starting the Scoreboard Show. IJ, glad you could spend some time with us tonight.
What's up, Chris? Sam, how you guys doing?
Doing good, IJ. Hey, I'm telling Sam, he keeps bringing up Bobby Bowden and Florida State and all that, so I'm glad to have a fellow Bama guy on with me for a minute.
And one of the greatest college onside kicks was in the first Clemson-Alabama National Championship when Saban realized he needed an extra possession and kicked that great onside kick, which they ended up needing the extra possession because it was such a crazy game to win that game. But, no, it's crazy, guys. I mean, the last 3 weeks, things are crazy at our office. We're up at North Gwinnett. They're hosting Colquitt County tonight. That's our TV game. And, we've added a big pregame now that's, being sponsored by Jersey Mike's, and we're doing a postgame in our studio. So, it's crazy. I mean, in addition to all the other stuff that, the company does, getting ready for the Falcons next week, which is exciting and crazy in itself. But and then we're working both games this weekend. But high school football, moving in the right direction. And, it's been interesting. Corky Kell, I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys about it, but really had a great Corky Kell this year. I'll tell you something that I really learned. Alpharetta dropped out of Corky Kell, so I had to do some shifting. And for the first game at Mercedes-Benz, I switched Dunwoody and Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove, struggled the last couple years, so I didn't want to put them back in the Mercedes-Benz yet. I'd like to have them in a couple years. So we put them during the week. We moved Dunwoody inside and got St. Pius to play them. And I'll tell you what, guys, what a cool two communities in DeKalb County, private public school. And I really realize, how big high school football is. It's not just about the 4 and 5 stars and the Graysons and the great teams and the Miltons and stuff like that. But, watching these two teams get a chance to play at Mercedes, they probably never get a chance to play at Mercedes. So it's just really cool and just really showed me that, and we're going to do a lot more of that with Corky Kell in the future, is try to set up these games where, these kids and parents really, they love it and they appreciate it. And it really worked.
Yep, fantastic. And you know what? Now that you mentioned Dunwoody, we talk about the High School Football Hall of Fame because a Dunwoody alum is going into this year's induction class.
Yeah, Harris Barton.
Yeah, thoughts about that?
Yeah, Harris and I, you know, it's funny. I played at an old place in Atlanta called Briarcliff Community Sports growing up, and he played at Sandy Springs Little Youth League. And we didn't play against each other in high school because Lakeside was a much bigger school than Dunwoody. But yeah, he's going in, and it's interesting because he's going in with Steve Wallace, who was the other tackle on that. You know, those were the two, you know, really that great offensive line for Joe Montana. They were sort of the bookends to that. Steve, of course, was a great player at Shamley High School in the 70s. And Steve's a little bit older than Harris, but both those guys will go in. Real excited about this class. I mean, Walt Frazier's going in. You know, Walt, I think, is 81. And we didn't realize with Walt Frazier until we really dug into it. You know, he played in an all-black school when, for the most part, the state was segregated. And really, after looking into it, or not myself, but getting a lot of help on the research end of it, I really realized that he was probably the best quarterback in the state his senior year, black or white. And just had a great season. And it's an interesting story because he really wanted to play football. He had gotten offered by several Big Ten schools. The Big Ten, you know, schools were really the first, the big major colleges to offer, you know, the African-American athletes down south. But his mom didn't want him to play football. His mom wanted to play basketball, which was probably a pretty good decision since, you know, Walt was, you know, one of the greatest, you know, really one of the greatest guards and certainly one of the great personalities, you know, wore the fedora. Do y'all know where the fedora came from?
Where?
Why he wore a fedora?
How is that?
It actually came from, he watched the movie Bonnie and Clyde. And Clyde, he just loved what Clyde Barrow was wearing in the movie, the Faye Dunaway movie. And
Warren Beatty.
So he started wearing that fedora. Always a great dresser. You know, Sam, I remember Walt in the 70s when I was a kid. My dad used to take me to the Omni to go see the Knicks play. And, God, he was good. And so, yeah, it's a really good class. And, you know, we'll talk about a couple of the players. Cam Newton's going in. You know, if you look at it from top to bottom, it seems like it gets better every year. Isaiah Crowell's going in. Greg Reed, of course, the great player down south at Lowndes. Justin Nesbitt, you know, played at Greene County. Carlos Rogers, who Sam would probably agree on this one, probably should have gone in the first year. We kind of missed him.
Yeah.
He played at Butler High School. Fabian Walker, Kurt McGill, who's a really good player at Brookwood. Kirby Smart.
I was going to say, you're leaving out Coach. Don't leave Coach out.
Yeah.
He was a good player. Went on to do some other things after his playing.
Yeah, race. I thought Kirby came to Cal High School on Wednesday night for Corky Kell to watch his nephew play. And, I we're working it out where he's going to be there. Keith Brooking, of course, you know, was a great player at East Coweta, went on to Georgia Tech. Robert Edwards, who's excited considering, you know, he had to take it a couple years ago from his brother, getting in before him. Robert Toomer, Coleman Rudolph, both Coleman and his dad will go in. His dad was a great player, even better coach. His dad, actually, which is interesting, Jack Rudolph, played on the 1953 Grady team coached by Irk Russell. That is the only Grady state championship football team. So this will be our first father-son to go in. Chris Gardocki will be the first kicker to go in. Chris, of course, was at Redan High School. Sterling Sharp, NFL Hall of Famer. Brother of Shannon. Steve Wallace, as I mentioned, and you mentioned, you know, Harris. Knox Culpepper, who I knew well because we were the same grade. He played at Levitt when I was at Lakeside, and big fan of his. Freddie Gilbert, of course, was on that great Griffin team,
right,
which had more than just a few great players on it.
You got another his one from Griffin, Willie Gault.
Yeah,
right?
Willie Gault, and we'll probably end up putting that running back in that went to FSU eventually. Mm-hmm. That was on that team. That was a team that faked a field goal and beat us in 78 in the North Georgia Finals. I'll never forget that one. Lindsey Scott.
Yeah.
Chip Banks is going in. Reggie Wilkes, of course, who was a really, really good football player at Southwest Atlanta. Stan Bounds, of course, who was quarterback of that great 1971 Valdosta team. Danny Buggs is one of the fastest players ever to play in Georgia. Paul Gilbert from Athens High. Kim King's going in this year. Of course, Kim no longer with us, but a legend at Georgia Tech. He played at Brown High School. Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy Burson, Frank Pitts. That was a great player in the GIA at Archer. Jack Roberts, another from the early from 1920s, was at Albany High School. Johnny Thomason from Tech High. And then Tom Nash from Washington Wilkes. So it's a good group, very excited about, you know, just to continue to do this. And people seem to really like what we're doing. We're also going to honor the 1971 Valdosta team, is it 75 or 76 Warner Robins? I think it's, guys, y'all know, is it 75? I think it's 75, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
75,
yeah, I think so.
Warner Robins team?
Yeah. Yeah,
What's interesting about that Warner Robins team is they're going to have over 100 players, cheerleaders, and band members. We found this cheerleader group that has stayed really tight, and they get together every month, and they've sort of led the charge down there for that. So they'll be coming up from that. Their high school teams, their Valdosta and Warner's high school teams, will also be there.
That's 76, IJ, 76. They gave up 86 points. In 14 games, scored 614.
Whoa.
I'd say that's pretty good.
Whoa, that's dominance. That is dominance.
So it'll be a lot of history. And, of course, you guys have been very helpful. And, you know, Sam will be there doing some work up on the stage. So we're real excited about this.
October 25th is the date. If people want to come, what are you telling people who want to come and
Just Google Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. Go to the website. You can go buy a ticket. You know, you can come early, buy a VIP ticket, meet everybody. The early, you know, we have a pre-party, which is really nice, with food and an open bar, which is you know, nice. And it's going to be a lot of fun because we've worked really hard this year to get a lot of the former guys to come back. I mean, that's the key to any Hall of Fame, is getting the people that are in to come back and support it. And we, you know, the first year we did real well with that. Last year was a little bit disappointing in the number. But this year I think we'll get a lot of, you know, Hall of Famers to come back. In fact, got in touch with Herschel, and, you know, Herschel sometimes will tell you things and not do them. But I'm, you know, hoping that he'll come back. And so, you know, we're real, you know, this just continues to be a lot of fun for us at SCORE Atlanta and myself, you know, being from Atlanta. So, guys, I have to ask you a question. What do you think about the story of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution?
Wow.
You know, giving up the print.
Wow. And I know I was going to ask you that because that's obviously a place where you worked for many, many, many years. And, you know, kind of sad that has come to this.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, 2004, that's what I started SCORE Atlanta with, was a weekly paper. And, you know, I saw the writing on the wall, you know, once we got to about 2008 and 2009, you know, especially with what was going on with the economy there and the recession, you know, we totally changed the type of company we are today. And I think that, you know, that's what the AJC is trying to do. You know, we do a lot of work for them. We've built them some really cool things, some scoreboards, some very interactive stuff recently. We did a bunch of Super 11 work for them. And, you know, they're trying to reinvent themselves, guys. And it's just, you know, I get it. You know, my mother's going to be hardest hit by this, mm-hmm. because, you know, she spends 3 or 4 hours a day reading the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I get it, and I actually thought that this was probably going to happen a couple of years ago. But I think the AJC is trying to do the right thing. You know, I think they're trying to be as community-focused as possible. You know, I hate seeing it, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's sort of the way of the world he's got, you know, these days.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it was interesting because a lot of the people that I work with, you know, gotten on Facebook and commented. And look, I mean, those people are very upset about this. But, you know, I think it's a business decision, Sam. I mean, Chris, you got to make money. So,
yep.
I don't think there's any future in print for news, daily newspapers.
Yep. Yeah, that's how
there will looking. Be some people disappointed. That's what I mean. Like, there are some people that like having a paper in their hand, like IJ's mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
My mom is like that. She likes to read the paper.
But
I think that, for most people, that's not the future. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny, guys. I started the paper in 85, and I guess our first fantasy league at the paper was 87. And, I mean, the first thing we would do when we come in the morning was we just pull the paper out, go through the box scores, and we did everything manually back then.
Yep.
But, you know, everything's gotten automated now. And, you know, I know probably both of you. I mean, when I got, you know, my dad in the morning, we would sit there, you know, like in the early 70s, and he'd show me how the box scores worked and all that stuff. That was a lot of fun back then. That's, you sort of miss that stuff. But, you know, we hadn't had that stuff in a long time. I mean, that's sort of, you know, sort of gone away.
Well, we'll see.
I'm glad you guys are back on the air.
Yeah, we're glad you had some time to spend with us tonight, IJ. You know, it's 3 weeks into the season, exciting stuff. You guys got a great game. Colquitt County just got on the board. We're going to keep an eye on that as the night goes along. And thanks so much for spending some time with us. Always great catching up with you.
Yeah, we'll be at Buford next week, guys, so we'll get a chance to show everybody the new stadium. They host Roswell. And like I said, I always love being on with you guys. Y'all have a great night.
All right. That is IJ Rosenberg talking about the High School Football Hall of Fame that is coming up. We get a chance to be there and see some of the greats from Georgia Pass. October 25th is going to take place at the College Football Hall of Fame in downtown Atlanta.
Be a good time.
Always a great time. All right. You know what? We got a bunch of scores for these games right now. A lot of them that are coming up. Some of these games are headed toward halftime.
Including Baylor 3, Auburn 0.
And Colorado 7, Georgia Tech nothing.
Yeah.
Those are some college games. We got high school scores for you. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com on this Friday night. A lot of our games headed toward halftime. Westlake is playing up at Gainesville tonight. And David Friedlander from Gainesville Times joins us now with an update. David, welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Hi, we're up literally high above the field here in this brand new, well, 1-year-old press box here. It's gigantic. It's like up at the stratosphere, but we're getting a good look.
Talk about the stadium. I haven't been up there and seen some of the upgrades up at Gainesville. Everything's
Beautiful. You got to come up here one of these days.
Got to come up and check it out. Thoughts about the game tonight? You got Westlake up there, but looks like Gainesville is having things going their way.
Yeah, they're up 28-0 at the half. We just went to half. The defense has been very dominating. I think I just counted up. They had 11 negative plays for Westlake in the first half. Caden Fossing, everybody talks about Jamarion Matthews and Xavier Griffin, and for good reason, but Caden Fossing gets overlooked a lot. He's got at least 4 tackles for loss and 2 of them sacks. And he's just causing havoc tonight. And the defense is just, has been an eraser for when Gainesville has made some mistakes. They had one drive where there was a fumble and then a fourth down penalty that allowed Westlake to set up first and goal at the 2. They not only held them out of the end zone, but they also blocked the field goal and then scored later. And then they just after Westlake got into Gainesville territory in the last possession of the second half, a strip sack and a fumble recovery. But I think Darren Williams had the sack. I'll have to double check that. But Xavier Griffin had the fumble recovery, and that kind of sent him in the half. But Nigel Newkirk is also having a huge game. I've got him for 10 carries, 112 yards, including a 52-yard touchdown. Kareem Hughley, the Clemson-committed junior quarterback, is 10 of 12 for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns through the air. He also has a 44-yard scramble for a touchdown. It's been a good night for the Red Elephants.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline tonight on the Scoreboard Show is David Friedlander from the Gainesville Times, and you can find him always. He is social. Find him at deep_fried_Dave. Thoughts about this Gainesville team, because they got Carrollton coming up next. Have you seen things to convince you that they're going to be there contending for a championship toward the end?
I think they've definitely got the depth this year. Last year they had a lot of some really good players. I just don't think they had quite enough of them. This year, I don't think that's a problem. Like you said, Carrollton next week is going to be a huge test for them. I think they can hang with them though, especially at home this year. We'll see whether that actually means they'll win the game. We'll find out. But they look. I've seen them 2 weeks in a row now against some pretty stiff competition, and they looked awfully good.
Yeah,
fantastic. Yep. Dave, we appreciate you checking it.
No problem. Before I go, I just want to give you another score from just across town here. I'm sure you're going to hear about this. North Hall right now is leading Cherokee Bluff 22-17 at the half. Don't have any details on that, but Bill Murphy, my sports editor, just texted that to me. So that's a battle of 2 ranked teams over in 3A. So just want to let you know that.
Good football going up on the other side of the lake tonight. And we appreciate you checking in with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. That is David Friedlander checking in with Gainesville Times. Now let's go down to the south side. I don't know if this guy drove a golf cart to the game. Chris Dunn's joining us from Fayette News. Joining us, taking in. Chris, welcome back to the Scoreboard Show. Thoughts about what you're seeing tonight?
Thanks for having me. I'm down here with Ben Moore checking in on the McIntosh-Hillgrove game. Hillgrove has really been able to control both lines of scrimmage. They're up 21-0 at the half. I think their first drive of the game took almost 8 minutes off the clock, so they've been very impressive. It's a light slate for the county this week. Last night, Starksville lost to Veterans 17-14. And then looks like Sandy Creek is trailing LaGrange on the road 9-0 in the second quarter.
No, great. What's about McIntosh and just overall the season? It's a tough one tonight. What are the prospects for this team this season?
They got a lot of talented pieces like Brandon Ridley at running back and all. It being a non-region contest, they're holding out their top receiver, Skip Smith. So kind of it feels like kind of a warm-up tonight. They're going to play a lot of close games, but I think they're going to be in the mix for maybe a playoff spot, but just got to stay healthy.
Yep, folks. Chris Dunn, you want to follow him? He is social. Find him at Fayette Sports, at Fayette Sports. Give me something about Stars Mill. What are we seeing with them now?
They're kind of a question mark. They had a really excellent veteran team last year, and the bad part about that is, you know, they graduated just a ton of talent. So they're kind of they're just hoping to gel by region time. New starters up and down the lineup, but we'll see what happens with them.
We'll see what happens. Thanks so much for the update. Yeah. Always great to catch up with you, man. Thanks so much for it. Tell Ben Moore we say what's up.
We'll do.
All right. That is Chris Dunn getting us updated from down in Fayette County, and he's at McIntosh. They're not having a great night, you know, with Hillgrove down there, but they'll ride the golf carts. And
yeah, Hillgrove's a good team. Yeah. You know, McIntosh is in a different class. That's apples and oranges. It's early season, non-region games. McIntosh will be ready when their region comes around, yeah. I'll tell you a score. We'll get out of high school. I promise I'll do some high school scores, too.
There's some high school scores. What you got?
But how about this one? Wake Forest 7, Kennesaw State 6 at halftime.
Whoa.
Yeah, so Kennesaw State with the money game to go up there and, you know, get paid to get your butt whipped.
You know, yeah.
And they're down 7-6 at halftime. How about the Owls?
The who?
Yeah, how about them?
The debut for Coach Jerry Mack. They're playing pretty good up there.
Now, in high school games that we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes.
Cambridge 14, Creekview 7. That's a good game going on. Etowah 29, Campbell 12, Sam. So Etowah pulling away from Campbell. That was one you wanted to keep an eye on. Both teams kind of on the rise.
Yep.
Etowah maybe a little more on the rise today. North Cobb 13, East Coweta 10 in the second quarter. And at the half, North Atlanta 28, Wheeler 21.
All right, got a halftime score. Jefferson's up now 21-3 on Clark Central. Boy, what a game they got going on up 75. Cahulla Creek is up 24-21 on North Cobb Christian.
The Creek.
Yep. The creek is rising, man.
There's a lot of creeks, you know.
Watch out.
Even Sandy Creek, Cahulla Creek, you know, the creek.
Halftime score. Commerce still no score, but Luella is up on them 14-0 over Commerce. This game is at Commerce. We talked earlier about Coosa having an early lead on Model. That game is tied at 16. They are at halftime.
Yeah, it looks like still staying in this metro area. You got Cherokee up 19-16 over Pope. And Roswell 24-7 pulling away from Walton.
Right.
So, you know, we were keeping up on that one. It was really close. 7-7, 10-7. Now, real quick, gotten a 24-7 Walton right before the half.
All right, got a halftime check-in from down in Middle Georgia. We talked about the game tonight going on between Warner Robins and Northside Warner Robins. We got Marvin James, GHSA, there for us tonight. Let's check in with Marvin. Marvin, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, good brother Sam? How you doing, man? How's everything going tonight?
All right, me and Chris just hanging out here, 9 floors up in Midtown, watching the scores go by. But I know that's a very special event for someone who's never been to this game that you're at tonight. Tell us what it's all about.
Hey, man, this is a big crosstown rivalry that borders just some of the great ones that are all over the state in the Thomas County Central, Thomasville, the Lounge, and Valdosta. This is the Warner Robins Northside game, or the Northside Warner Robins, depends on what side of town you're on. But everybody comes in here for the city championship. Back in the day, it used to be some 20,000 people that came to this game. And it's just blue or red, and you're fighting for either the Demons or the Eagles tonight. And it's not disappointing tonight. The post game, 8-7 at the half. The Demons leading.
That's really special. There's something special you mentioned that was going on with the field house down there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Right before the ball game, they had a special field house dedication to one Conrad Nix, who obviously is a legendary coach from Northside, had the most winning team in the state from 2000 to 2010. He won two state championships back-to-back in 06 and 07, 264 wins total in his career. He was honored tonight, and also the counterpart on the south side is Coach Robert Davis, the legendary Robert Davis, at over 350 wins in his career. He won the mythical national championship in 1976. Came back and won another one in 81 and in 88. So it was a good opportunity to recognize two great legends of Warner Robins, Houston County football here tonight, naming it the Davis Nix Fieldhouse.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic to hear about that tonight. Great night to be there. Great football game. And we've been keeping up with players who are on the rise. You gave me one to watch who's in action down there tonight, right? The quarterback for Warner Robins?
That's right. Chandler Dyson. Chandler Dyson's having a pretty solid game so far. He had one early drive in the first quarter, that took the lead 8-0. But they've been struggling a little bit. These two teams are very young tonight. Coach Daniel Boone is leading Northside over there. He has a freshman quarterback. And Chandler, who threw for 5 touchdowns in his last game, he is just a sophomore. So it's a lot of, you know, kind of they're getting their nerves together a little bit. This is a big-time game, big-time atmosphere. But looks like it's going to come down to the wire. Like I said, 8-7 right now, and there's a whole lot of football left on this cool night in Central Georgia.
Marvin, we appreciate you being on, man. We've had you on since we've had the show, but the last couple of years you've gotten on with the GHSA. What's something that people don't know about the GHSA that you wish they knew? As a media guy, the guy that represents a lot of the things for the GHSA, what's something people don't know that you wish they knew?
Well, that we have over 460 schools across the great state of Georgia, 159 counties. That's a lot of schools. It's a lot of different mascots. It's a lot of different sports that goes on all over the place. If you got a chance to go out there and support, I know you're going to always support your own team, but take that road trip across town or go to the next county over and see those other teams and see what they're doing, because they have a great tradition and everything that they do. They're really proud of it. And, I mean, it's just beautiful to see some of the stadiums and some of the venues that they have across the state. And I think that's one thing that I would always encourage. Support our kids, support our student-athletes, and just go out there and make sure you enjoy the game as well.
That's a great answer.
It is. A great answer. Yeah. Great. You know, people, we usually support our team, the team that our children may attend or the team that we went to and go to those games. But sometimes it takes us a little road trip and go and see some of the great talents and some of the great traditions around the state. We might take you up on that, Marvin. Who knows?
Hey, brother. Hey, y'all can shotgun with me anytime.
All right. That is Marvin James. He is social. You can find him at Sports Guy Marv. At Sports Guy Marv. Man, thanks so much for the time tonight.
Anytime, brother. We'll talk to y'all later. Hey, Chris, have a good night, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. He is down at a very special event down there. We talk about Warner Robins against Northside. Warner Robins, always special game, and he's in the middle of that one. All right, folks, we got more scores. We got to come back for you and more updates. Sure, Eric Slaughter probably be giving us a halftime update coming up at the top of the hour and more. You stay with us on this Friday night. It is the season premiere of the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.